Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, we will introduce a new Brian Lehrer Show project, the Public Library Awards. Hear how your local library might win $10,000. We continue our series with the New York Times obituary editor, Bill McDonald. Let's see whose significant life they wrote about today. And Yahoo buys Tumblr. All that coming up in just 1 minute after I thank everybody who has already donated to our spring membership drive. If that has not yet included you, we hope you'll pledge right now. It just takes a couple of minutes on our website or on the phone at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. Thanks to everybody for considering it. This drive is going to end on Wednesday, so if you haven't done it yet, please do it right now before it slips your mind, all right? 1-888-376-9692 or pledge online at WNYC.org. And right now, we are pleased to announce the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Refson Foundation. In association with us here at The Brian Lehrer Show, five outstanding neighborhood libraries will each win cash prizes, and we are inviting you to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. Here to explain are Julie Sandorf, president of the Refson Foundation, and Rena Levy, chairman of the Refson Foundation, president of Lincoln Center, and former president of the International Rescue Committee. Hi, Julie. Hi, Rena.
Hi. Hi, Brian.
And I'm looking at the nomination form that people can fill out, and I see it can be from any kind of stakeholder, a neighborhood library user, a staff member or a library volunteer, an elected official, kids, immigrants, job seekers, anyone. What do you think will inspire people to nominate their local branch libraries?
Well, I think that the library is the one of the most remarkable and unique institutions in this city. It is open to everyone with no membership dues, fees, no documentation required. Anyone and everyone who wants to seek knowledge, wants self-improvement, can walk in the door and the librarian and their staff will say, "How can I help you?"
And listeners, while we're explaining the library awards, let's do a call-in at the same time, just to get an idea of the array of things that might make a library worthy of an award. So call in and tell us, what's the last thing you did at the library? Simple enough, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. That's our on-air line, not our pledge line. We'll never ask you for money on the air. You can be anywhere for this. The more locations we get, the better. But this is simple. Just call in and tell us, what's the last thing you did at your neighborhood library branch? 212-433-WNYC. And Rena, I'll give you one. I was talking to my mom last night, and I hadn't mentioned the awards. And she happened to tell me how good a time she had the other day going to her branch library in Queens and joining a book discussion about Fahrenheit 451. And apparently the entire Queensboro Public Library system had a project where they distributed many, many copies of the Ray Bradbury classic and had discussions last week all over the borough in branch libraries. And my mom said at her branch, they got a really good teacher to come in and lead the discussion, and they had a real community conversation, and it was a great event. So, folks, that's the last time my mom used her neighborhood library branch. How about you? And is that the kind of story that you hope to hear on these award forms?
Well, it's absolutely a story that happens every day in the city of New York, Brian. The statistics are amazing. Over 40 million visitors to branch libraries on an annual basis. It's the place where you go for English as a second language classes. It's the place where you go to learn about possible jobs and possible employment. It's the place where you go for book clubs. And apparently, it even contributes to family solidarity in the Lehrer family. Gives you lots to talk about.
Right. And part of the reason for the awards, Julie, is to highlight the variety of things that libraries are used for and to seek out the branches that do some of them particularly well, like provide internet access, workspace, help immigrants, help kids in the after-school hours. Tell us about the cash prize.
Well, it's the first of its kind in the country, and it's the largest cash prize in the country. We will be awarding $10,000 to each of five branch libraries across the city. The branch library will be able to use it in any way it chooses, from collections to programs to enhancing their environment. It's really up to the great branch librarian and his or her staff.
All right. Let's hear what some people did recently at their local libraries. Margaret in Brooklyn. Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
What'd you do?
I went to a Argentine tango class that they have every Saturday at the Brooklyn Public Library at Cadman Plaza.
There you go. You're getting a nice laugh out of Julie Sandorf. That was the last thing you expected to hear, right?
It's great.
Inga on City Island. You're on WNYC. What'd you do at your branch library most recently?
I went to the I used the computer and printed things out when my printer and PC didn't work right. I took a CD out for audio tapes. They had a movie on Saturdays. At least once a month they have movies. This one I didn't go to because it was not my generation, so to speak. I wasn't that interested. They have terrific programs, daily programs. The librarians are absolute excellent. And as you know, City Island is a small community, so yes, it's very important that we have the interaction here.
Thank you very much, Inga. Aminata in Brooklyn. Hi, Aminata.
Hi. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling again.
You're welcome.
And we go from by the way, Inga said they didn't have movies for her generation. Maybe they had one for yours. You're one of our homeschool listeners, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm glad you're here this show as part of, I hate to think of it as a lesson plan, but hopefully as something that you enjoy when you listen. So what did you do at your library recently?
Oh, great. Well, my library is Central Library Branch on Eastern Parkway. Uh-huh. And the last thing I went there for was the open mic program. They have every, I think it's the first Monday of the week for teenagers. It's open mic. It's basically you can come and recite poetry. You can sing. We've had some people step. It is such an amazing thing. And it's like, let's say you're going through a hard time and you've written poetry about suicidal feelings or pain or happiness, whatever you want, you can come and you can say it and people can connect with it, and it's such a good feeling. There's no booing. Everyone is so supportive. And it's a good program for people my age because, I mean, when you're a teenager, you go through a lot of stuff. And I think it's a fantastic program, and that's why I think the library should be nominated, because it's amazing.
That's great. Did you dance an Argentinian tango while you were there?
No, I sang a song by, what's her name? Oh, gosh, Eartha Kitt.
Wow, that's impressive. Aminata, thank you very much. So we are hearing, Reynold, enthusiasm across the generations, and what an array of things people did recently at their libraries.
These are, some say, community centers with books. I mean, this is a part, Brian, of the social cohesion of the city. And one of the things that at Repsim we're most proud of is paying recognition to the incredibly resourceful staff that make these programs possible. These are labor-intensive efforts. They exhibit a staff that's very close to community and community needs and responsive to those needs. And you've just heard four or five great examples of them.
Here's another one. Tomas in Red Hook. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tomas. What'd you do at the library?
Oh, I filed for unemployment last summer at a time when I didn't have a computer. My computer wasn't working, and so it was very critical that I take care of this, and my library was able to hook me up. But I got to say, you know, when I was there, I noticed that there were little things. The printer wasn't working, so I couldn't print out things that I needed to because their printers were down. And like, it's clear that there's, like, not enough funding, you know, to support the libraries where they do have these amazing and resourceful staff.
Tomas, thank you very much. And it is so important a resource, Julie, isn't it, for people who are currently unemployed, like Tomas?
It is the single largest job service, job referral centers in the city.
Really?
Our neighborhood libraries. Absolutely. And they are the go-to places for GED, for ESOL, for the close to 3 million people in this city that do not have high-speed internet service at home. The library is the place they go. And all of this activity is happening despite the fact that over the last 4 years, the libraries have experienced a total of $75 million in cuts from the city budget. And this year, the budget is cutting $106 million. These institutions are the institutions of second chances for many, many people. In a city of strivers and learners, where almost 50% of the city's population is at or near poverty level, the neighborhood libraries are the places in this city where the human capital growth is the mission and is free and open to everyone.
So, again, listeners, we are pleased to announce the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Revson Foundation in association with The Brian Lehrer Show. You can go to our webpage at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and see the form to nominate your branch library, or you can go directly to surveymonkey.com/S/NYC Library Awards. So it's much easier to go to our site. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Our role will be to lead conversations about libraries throughout the summer and to spread the word about the nominations. Then we'll do a crowdsourcing project with some of our listeners, some of you who want to volunteer to help select among the finalists for these awards. That's our role. And Reynold, your foundation obviously is giving the money, these $5,000, $10,000 library award prizes. How does this fit in with the larger mission of the Revson Foundation?
Well, I think what's really important is your last listener pointed to it. New York City can do better. Compared with some other cities around the country, our libraries are not open long enough hours. They have some significant deferred capital maintenance needs, including things that are relatively simple, like printers and computers. They often need more resources in terms of staffing because of the demand that we've heard about. So at Revson, we're very hopeful that this recognition will increase awareness and increase active citizen support for their local library.
And Julie, I didn't realize until you told me a few weeks ago that the libraries are not part of city government. I thought New York Public Library, Brooklyn Public Library, Queens Public Libraries, these are public sector institutions accountable to City Hall. We hear the debates on the funding every year in city budget season, right, as you were referencing.
Right.
But they're really private not-for-profits, aren't they?
They are three private not-for-profit institutions, and the branch libraries are very heavily dependent on city funding. But they have each of them have their own boards of directors. And it's there's advantages and disadvantages. The disadvantage is that they don't have any solid grounding for annual budgets. So they have to fight a budget battle every single year. And over the past 4 years have lost ground on those battles.
And it is three institutions to cover the whole city, the
yes.
Queens Public Library System, the Brooklyn Public Library, obviously for those boroughs by themselves, and then the New York Public Library. People
right.
may think first of the Lions, or if they live in Manhattan, think of their Manhattan branch of the library, but also the Bronx and Staten Island in the New
that's
York
right.
Public Library system.
That's right. That's right.
So that's how that
206
works.
206 branches altogether. It's remarkable.
And you're going to choose five.
And we're going to choose five, but hopefully we get 30 fabulous ones, and we'll have more to go for the next year.
So, again, we are pleased to announce the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Revson Foundation in association with The Brian Lehrer Show. Five outstanding neighborhood libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000, and we are inviting anybody listening right now to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. The nomination season officially begins
Now.
And runs until July 1st. So you can nominate via a form on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Are you also distributing forms to all the branches?
Yes. Every branch in the city will have forms if you don't want to do this online. And you can also go online at the Brooklyn Public Library, www.brooklynpubliclibrary.org, New York Public Library, nypl.org, and queenslibrary.org, and the Revson Foundation's homepage. So you've got a world of choices to pick from, but just send in your nominations.
Julie Sandorf, president of the Revson Foundation, Renel Levy, chairman of the Revson Foundation and president of Lincoln Center. Thanks for partnering with us on this. We'll keep talking through the summer, and I can't wait to see how people describe their libraries on these forms.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, coming up next, Yahoo buys Tumblr. Stay with us.